The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm John Sears. This Pokemon Go craze knows no bounds. Murph, you following this?
And I'm Keith Murphy. I am aware of Pokemon Go. I've got kids, and I can assure you this is a Pokemon Go free zone. We'll have none of that for the next Lazy Kenny, what?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
I'm not really even upset about Lazy Kenny.
You're not?
Playing Pokemon Go. This is the most I've ever seen him do. I'm encouraged by this. He's usually sleeping or something.
He's not doing anything.
Yes, he is. He's playing Pokemon Go. He's having fun. He
ran into that camera.
At least he's moving. I don't see this as a bad thing.
Is he still our intern? Is he still working for us, or is he?
Well, yeah, he's our intern. He doesn't do anything. Your chance to sound off right now, 515-282-9010. Among the hot, well, at least warm topics, Stenson outduels Mickelson in an instant Sunday classic. Yes, it was golf, but it was riveting. Sound off now. I just say the word golf, and some of you reach for the remote, others fall asleep. But at the Open Championship, British Open to us, Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson staged a classic duel. Mickelson opened with a 63, closed with a 65, and still lost. It's like he pitched a no-hitter and the other guy threw a perfect game. Remember last year when Jordan Spieth was the next Tiger and before Spieth, Rory McIlroy? Turns out golf is really hard. Penn State fans, give it up. The Joe Paterno statue is not going back up, and it shouldn't. Set aside recently revealed apathy allegations and sworn testimony, and just leave it with what Paterno himself said. He wishes he had done more, and by doing more, he means more to stop child rapist Jerry Sandusky, enabled in part by the access Paterno allowed. Tom Brady will not push the Supreme Court to hear his appeal, and thank God for that. The justices should have more important things to ponder than Deflategate. So Brady will sit out more games than Roger Goodell initially suspended Ray Rice for punching a woman in the head. Giancarlo Stanton hit 61 home runs at the Derby. 61! That's Roger Maris's record season in one night. Stanton should be exhausted, but he looks like he can handle the load. The All-Star Game itself set another record for lowest television rating. This record seems certain to stand until next year's All-Star Game. Those of us who have been around a while remember when the game was a big deal. I miss Liang Chow. For 5 days, I saw Chow every day, which means I had no choice but good mood. Chow smiles and laughs every time I see him. The previews for Ghostbusters made it look awful. It's not. Not as bad as I feared, not as good as I hoped. Good cast, a few laughs, and a silly, over-the-top finale. B minus.
Not too bad. Keith, I think the duel between Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson is one of the best in golf history. Almost any other Open Championship, Phil wins handily. Just how good were these two? J.B. Holmes finished in third, 14 shots off the lead. Iowa State was picked to finish ninth in football this year in the Big 12. I think that's fair. I like what Matt Campbell is doing in re-energizing the program and recruiting, but it remains to be seen what he can do on the field. Until the Cyclones consistently prove they're better than ninth, they'll always be picked near the bottom. I think the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has to take a serious look at a certain softball rule. And let me preface this by saying the union is incredibly well run and one of the best high school organizations in the country. That being said, earlier this week, Alta Aurelia was playing Logan Magnolia in a regional softball final. Winner goes to state. In the top of the seventh, Alta Aurelia scored 3 runs to take a 5-4 lead. But storms rolled in, suspending the game. Now, one would think they would wait out the storms to keep playing, or if the field is unplayable, pick up the game the following day in the seventh inning where it left off. Nope. A quirky rule says the game reverts back to the last completed inning, the sixth, and the game is then called over. So those 3 runs Alta Aurelia scored in the seventh to take the lead do not count. Logan Magnolia heads to state. Now, I get this rule if it's one of the 40 regular season games, but with a trip to state on the line, you can't do this. You got to play the whole game. Why can't the game be continued the following day when the storms have passed? The girls' union is great, but a change needs to be made to this rule, especially if games are in the postseason.
I agree. You have to find a way to finish the game. But to be clear, the rule was followed.
The rule was followed.
Yeah, because there's nothing to say the other team doesn't come back and score in the bottom of that inning to retake the lead and win the game. Mm-hmm. So you go back to the last completed inning, or you finish the game. I'd be all for finishing the game in the postseason.
Because the state tournament starts a week later. It's not like the state tournament started the next day. You got a week to play the game.
I would agree with that. Finish up the game. By the way, getting in some of these tweets at SoundOff 13 on the Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And one guy, his name is Adam. Adam Ring. Adam says, "I have never walked this much in my life." See? Like Lazy Kenny, finally moving.
Doing something? Is that good or bad that they've never walked this much?
Well, it's terrible. It's awful, but at least they're walking. It's time for lookalikes with a local connection. Now, Old Spice not only directs Sound Off, he judges these lookalikes. It's a lot of responsibility for one night, but he's up to it. From Zach Dalton, Des Moines Police Department spokesman Paul Parizic, and the actor Luke Wilson. Old Spice, are they twins?
Doesn't like it.
No? I see something there.
I see a little, but maybe not enough for twins.
See, this is a flattering comparison. John, why are you always compared to a Muppet and I'm always compared to some pencil neck? I want to be compared to like a Luke Wilson.
Brad Pitt or something, yeah.
Bruce in Beaverdale says, new Iowa Wild head coach Derek Lalonde looks like Dr. Evil. Old Spice, are they twins?
That's a good one.
Maybe not
for Derek.
Yeah, do you want to be compared to Dr. Evil? I'm not sure you do.
Hey, guys, whether you're a child or an adult with the mind of a child, there's a chance you got a little caught up with Pokemon this week, and you'll be bugging Andy next.
Your live calls coming up, including Jeff in Boone. But first, there's a look at Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. People commenting on the Pokemon craze. Boy, this is Justin. He says, people need to grow up. You can get outside without viewing the world through your phone. It's dangerous, too. Get off my lawn.
Christian writes, it's amazing. It actually gets people young and old out of the house and socializing in person.
Well, there's two different viewpoints. Lazy Kenny has already made me sick and tired of the Pokemon Go craze, I guess.
If that didn't do it, what's bugging Andy will?
Guys, the second week of July is typically a slow one. It's baseball's All-Star break. Much of America goes on vacation and unplugs a bit. But this year, there was one recreational activity that kept many Americans active and the rest of us spectating. Pokemon Go. Now wait, there are some of you, adults with lives, who don't know what Pokemon Go is, and that's a compliment. And you probably hadn't had the time to figure out what all the fuss is about, because you've got a job. Well, I can't say that I'm a Pokemon expert, thank God, but what I do know about it, nothing, is that it's not without its redeeming qualities. we all know that today's youth is interested in, addicted to, technology, video games. And if allowed to, they'll spend a large amount of time, 24/7, on their smartphone. Ironic name for something that studies show actually makes you stupid. Right? So rather than sitting on the couch with their feet on the table, wouldn't it be great if one of these activities, video games, got them out of the house? I mean, to me, that sounds like low expectations, a reasonable compromise. Now, I don't mean to imply that only children should be playing Pokemon Go. Hell yeah, I do. I mean, we've all seen the slackers, 20 and 30-somethings out there at the Sculpture Park with their heads up their you-know-whats, pointed down at their phones, playing the game, wasting their lives, enjoying themselves. Again, at least they're out of their parents' basements, out in the great outdoors, taking in the day until they have to go home, call their parents. Let's face it, the world has changed. Kids don't do the things that we used to do. Exercise, things like baseball, boring, and football, you're gonna die, are falling out of favor. And we're living more and more of our lives through our phones. I can't believe I just said that. And who am I to talk? I mean, I loved video games when I was a kid and still do. I just played Angry Birds on the toilet. I remember the day we got that Atari for Christmas. God, I'm old. I'm a hypocrite if I imply that I am above it all. I'm a hypocrite anyway. So let's all accept Pokemon Go for what it is. A contemporary way to waste, spend your summer. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Nicely done, Andy.
Really, I mean it.
This is Henrik Stenson. He's Swedish. That factors into who's in your five, plus we'll take some live calls next. Like us on Facebook if you wish. Sound Off Nation. Joe writes, I love baseball, all aspects of it, excluding the All-Star game. I just don't care about it. Not sure why. All right, John, it's time for Who's in Your Five.
All right.
So Who's in Your Five is on in honor of Henrik Stenson, the first male Swede to win a major. So these are my five favorite Swedes.
Five favorite Swedes. You just pulled these out. You know.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I've been sitting on this one for a long time.
All right.
All right, number five, Ann Margaret. Viva Las Vegas.
Viva. Sorry.
You should be. Grumpy Old Men. Just a lovely lady. Number four, ABBA. John, I don't have to tell you about the Dancing Queen. Enough said, right?
Good. Good.
Number three favorite Swede, Ingrid Bergman. Stunning in the great Casablanca.
No,
and number two.
Before my time.
Yeah, mine too, John. Goodness. Number two, Bjorn Borg. Ice to McEnroe's fire in a classic sports rivalry. And number one, Dolph Lundgren. Oh. My favorite Swede.
Ivan
Drago.
I must break you.
I agree. I think Rocky IV is probably the best Rocky. They finally got it right. Those first ones were just kind of, you know.
The best Rocky?
Ivan Drago?
That was a good... What is going on?
What the hell is that?
What is going on? Old Spice.
What is on the screen there?
That's Amber. Oh, on the... I don't know. What, can we... Old Spice, can we take the control room camera? What is going on back there?
Kenny, get out of here! I'm trying to turn the sound off! Come on, get out! No, you're messing up the show! Come on! Get out!
This is our intern. This is what we've been stuck with.
Yep. Lazy Kenny. Let's get to the phone calls here. Jeff is in Boone. Jeff, you had a thought on the girls' softball rule that John mentioned in, I think.
I do. I think you guys got it wrong. It's the same rule that Major League Baseball has. If a World Series game has that scenario, they're going to revert back to the last completed inning.
Tell
That's
me
the
one.
The way the rules written.
Tell me one.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay, hold on. Tell me one World Series game in history where they did not finish the game, even if there was a long
even
rain
if
delay.
Bad weather.
That they did not finish the game.
They've never had that scenario happen, but if it did happen, that's the rule.
They've never had rain during the World Series?
They've had rain.
They've never had a game where they've had to postpone the game
they
because
have,
of
They had stopped games because of rain, and then they resumed those games.
That very same day, but they did not carry it over to the next day.
So let me ask you a question, and please be honest. Do you think in a World Series game, Major League Baseball would revert back to a previous inning, or do you think Major League Baseball would find a way to finish that game?
I think they'd revert back to the previous inning.
No chance.
Let me say something about the high school thing. You can't guarantee that you're going to have the same umpires available the next day or whenever you resume that game. Is it fair that you resume the game with a completely different set of umpires for half an inning? You have a lot of issues that you have to deal with.
I don't disagree.
It's a completely different set of umpires. They're going to call the strike zone different. They're going to call the game different. You can't do that.
If you have bad weather, the game's going to change anyway. You're playing in bad weather. The game's going to change anyway.
I officiate high school sports.
Okay.
And you have to live with the rules the way you have them. That's the rules. And I guess, you know, everybody knows those are the rules going in.
I agree.
Oh, we do. We agree with that.
I agree with that.
It's a crappy rule.
Let me be clear. We understand the rule was followed and nobody did anything wrong here.
The logistics of it potentially create all kinds of issues that may not allow that game to be finished.
What issues?
Under the same conditions.
What issues would they play? If you wanted to finish the game the next day, what are the issues that arise from that?
You don't have the same umpires. You have different playing conditions for the field.
But the field would be in better conditions, wouldn't it? If it stops raining, the field would be in conditions like the game when it started.
Not necessarily.
Why?
You could be in different conditions.
What if you went to a field that's a half hour away?
Can you let me finish my statement, please? You only have one team that has to deal with those conditions under certain circumstances. Only one team is going to play in the field. What if there's issues, the field's a little wetter and more slippery, and a kid falls down and misses a ball because of that? Or a kid rounding a base slips and falls because the field's wetter. And then gets tagged out.
There are lots of issues
that arise with that.
Yeah, there's no issues on my end. No issues on my end on this one. You need to finish the game.
Okay, so two people with two different viewpoints. That's what we like on Sound Off. It makes it interesting.
And again, it is a rule, and they followed the rules.
But they did.
I feel like they need to change it.
Let's get a quick thought early in the show from Cheezer because I haven't seen Liang Chow in a week. Cheezer usually brings a smile to my face. Hello, Cheezer.
Guys, how are you?
Good.
What's up? How are you?
I'm a little upset at Joaquin Soria. I gave up a two-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth to lose it for the Royals. It's real nice, guys.
Man,
oh, no.
Sorry about that, Cheezer. We're going to have to end it there. Athletes stand up. It's part of Face Off as Sound Off rolls live. You can also email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Pokemon Go will be a fad that will last about 1 month. The nerds will get tired of being in the sun, and the zombies will soon go back inside. That's from Brick in Algona. Mm. By the way, Jared points out, and thank you for doing so, Jared, because we did have time to look this up and fact check it. In the 2008 World Series, Phillies and Rays, game suspended by rain after 6.5 innings on a Monday. Major League Baseball waited until Wednesday to complete that game.
Oh!
No way they would revert back to the previous inning and
they
call
didn't
a
just
World
let
Series
the team
five.
After winning after five innings win?
No way. Weird. That's a point we were trying to make. All right.
All right, Keith, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. At the made-up awards known as the ESPYs, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James delivered a powerful message about race and violence in our country. I didn't have a problem with it. It was a good message. I wish they would have referenced the Dallas police officers who were killed, but I'm fine with it. You?
I especially like LeBron denouncing violence and the support of police officers who do so much for us and are currently under attack. Yeah. I don't think athletes have a responsibility for activism, but I really respect those who do stand up.
A new 30 for 30 aired this week on Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden. I haven't watched it yet, but in an interview to preview the story, Strawberry told Mad Dog Radio he would have sex during games. Yeah. My first thought, Strawberry was not a DH. He played in the field too. That doesn't give him a whole lot of time to do his business.
too much info. And how did Strawberry time this? Wait until he made the final out of the inning, then tries to score the next inning?
I don't know. Former Missouri Athletic Director Mac Rhodes is leaving Mizzou to become the new AD at Baylor. Yes, the Baylor athletic program that just fired its football coach, president, and AD because of a sexual assault scandal.
Man.
I'm guessing Rhodes thinks he would have been fired at Mizzou in the near future, so he's taking a job that can really only go up. You surprised by this?
It gives me an idea how bad it must be at Missouri right now. Out of the flame and into the fire.
A dumpster fire. The Broncos signed Von Miller to a 6-year, $115 million contract. Whew. $70 million guaranteed. Is he worth it?
Miller dominated the Super Bowl more than either quarterback. If any defender's worth quarterback money, it's Miller. The Broncos just better hope he doesn't test positive for drugs or get in trouble with a sample collector again.
We kind of forget that, don't we?
We do.
Finally, Andy already touched on it. Pokemon Go. I have no idea how grown men and women can walk around catching fake cartoon characters, but that's just me. They look like a bunch of zombies possessed. You into this new game?
No, but God bless those who are. Enjoy your life. I don't care. Just be safe out there. Over, under. John, what do you have?
Overrated. MLB All-Star Game. Lots of hype, but ratings are way down. Underrated British Open. Love the 6 a.m. start. 7 hours of coverage every day. Crazy conditions and an epic finish.
That was fantastic today. I like having something to wake up and you see it right there in the morning.
And on TV and it's done by like 1 or 2 o'clock.
We got 1 minute left. Any more than that and you're going to the penalty box. That means you too, Cheezer. Keep it tight, boys.
All right.
Time to ref out.
Yeah, he apparently was paying attention when Cheezer called. Let's get a quick call from Matt in Urbandale. Matt, go ahead. You'll have the final word here.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling in regards to the softball playoff game issue. I totally agree with you that he would not have an issue. You wouldn't do that with the World Series, obviously, as you just pointed out. One of the things you brought up, though, is would there be a conflict? How do you get around the fact that they might have hotel expenses, things of that nature that you'd have to deal with?
Yeah, there could be some conflicts. That is a good point.
Usually regional finals are hosted by a team.
That's
so
good.
One team hosts
us.
And it's close to them. So we hope you're back next week. We'll leave you this Cap City Dunk Contest.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.